Brandy Cruz in for my friend Jason Rantz. On Saturday, the news came out about the passing of State Senator Doug Erickson, a Republican from Ferndale. We had known that Senator Erickson was battling COVID-19. The belief is that he contracted it while in El Salvador, had reached out for help from his colleagues in Olympia trying to get monoclonal antibodies to that to where he was. Instead, he ended up getting to Florida, and that's really all we know at this point. We know that he passed away at the age of 52 on Friday. Senator Doug Erickson, a father of two girls, a husband, and a staunch conservative, someone who I had the pleasure of sitting down with many times to talk politics. Not surprisingly, disappointingly, but not surprisingly, there's been a lot of politics around his passing in the press and from the public as well on social media, which I found incredibly disappointing. And a lot of assumptions made about his death, about his vaccination status. Of course, Senator Erickson is someone who was very opposed to the governor's vaccine mandates, but so were a lot of people, you know, and to have that sort of used against him when everyone's care and concern should have been for Senator Erickson's family, I found incredibly disappointing, but again, perhaps not surprising in the climate that we're in. Joining us live is someone who was close to Senator Erickson, both personally and professionally. Senate Republican leader John Braun joins us. Senator, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Brandy.
So first, my condolences to you, to everyone who knew and loved Senator Erickson. When you heard the news, just take me through what that moment was like for you.
Well, we first heard on Saturday, as you know, and as you discussed, Senator Erickson and his family, they were very private about this as it developed, and I think they have every right to be private. Everybody has that right. So they were, we were pretty late in the process, and they were very careful. They wanted to make sure, in addition to just being heartbroken, they wanted to make sure the rest of our family and their close friends heard first. Again, a very reasonable request. So we found out Saturday and worked with the family to help them, when they were comfortable, get a release out to the public. And also, you know, I wanted to make sure Doug's friends and colleagues in the Senate heard from us first. This is pretty shocking news. You know, we were all worried about him, and we hadn't heard much for several weeks. So, you know, we've all been at this for a while, a couple years. So you understand when someone is sick for a couple weeks and maybe out of communication. But as it went to 3 and 4 weeks, we were all getting very worried about it. So I want to make sure people in the Senate, you know, his colleagues, staff heard from us early and didn't find out kind of second or third hand.
And so you and your colleagues in the Senate, this was a surprise for you.
Yeah, absolutely. We were all worried, but we really didn't have the information to know it would come to this. There was some inferences that, you know, he had made some recovery, and that may be the case. I can't say that for certain one way or the other. And I'm careful I don't say that in any way in a complaint. I think that, as I said earlier, he deserves and his family deserves certain privacy, and certainly it obviously was serious. There can be no question about that. And if he's really struggling, the last thing he needs is to be distracted by, you know, calls from all over asking about what his exact status is. He needed to rest. Obviously, that didn't work out in the end, but he deserved every chance to try to pull through.
So I'm going to get into in a moment some of what has come up around this and the politics of it and the unfortunate nature of some of that. But first, just who was Doug as a guy, as a friend, and who was Senator Erickson as a public servant?
I've described Doug several times now. He's just a good person. You know, he has this reputation as you described as staunch conservative. Certainly he was conservative. I would describe him more as principled. But as a person, he was genuine. He cared about people. And I think that showed through in the many friends he had. And frankly, not everybody recognized this. Friends on both sides of the aisle, people that knew and respected him. And professionally, you know, he's a smart guy, very bright, very articulate, very engaging and effective speaker on the floor of the Senate. But as I've said, not just that he was principled and defended his principles, but he did it with a certain amount of style that I think few could match. He did it, you know, he didn't do it out of anger. He didn't do it out of animosity towards others. He did it out of an effort to help those who he disagreed with. And he was always clear when he disagreed, understand why he disagreed and why he felt, you know, their position didn't make sense for the people of Washington and certainly for the people in this district. So I think personally, I describe him as genuine and real, good person, professionally, bright, articulate, principled, but not in any way mean-spirited. You know, he cared about those he agreed with and those he disagreed with.
Yeah, he always had a big old smile for me when we did an interview, and I wasn't always necessarily easy on him, but he definitely had an infectious smile. Senator, when you saw what we all saw take place over the weekend, some of the horrible reactions on social media from people basically, you know, asserting that because of his stance on mandates, that he deserved this in some way. The media coverage, the headlines that were unfortunate, I've detailed some of those on social media. What's going through your mind as you're seeing some of those reactions?
Well, it's certainly disappointing. Maybe not surprising, but certainly disappointing. Think about this. A friend, a citizen, somebody, whether you know him or not, he's a human, just lost his life, left behind a family that, you know, as we approach Christmas, why would you choose this time of all times to go on the attack against him? That just makes no sense to me. I would say, though, that wasn't universal. And I would tell you, as disappointing as some of the reactions were, there are also people out there who professionally disagreed very strongly with Doug Erickson. I use Senator Reuben Carlisle as an example. One of the first people to reach out to me and express his concern. He had a very, I think, nice comment publicly. So not everybody has done that. And I think it's important not just to recognize the folks that maybe I think and certainly got this wrong in their reaction, but the folks that got it right, the folks that disagreed and still got it right and recognize this is a tragic situation, and we should treat Doug and everyone as humans, and as even when we have strong disagreements.
Absolutely, and it should go without saying, you know. And we saw some. I guess, you know, from my perspective, those are the responses I expect. You know, that's a normal response, like what we heard from Denny Hatt, yeah, Lieutenant Governor, and what we saw from State Senator Joe Wynn, who is arguably the antithesis politically of Senator Erickson. You know, they had some very kind remarks, and that's the expectation. And I guess when I see some of the comments, it's hard for me to wrap my mind around human beings who can act like that. In a moment like this. Senator Braun, I know, you know, and we want to be respectful, obviously, of the family. And as you said, you know, they have a right to privacy. I'm also in the business of information. That's the reality. So I'll fire a couple questions at you and answer what you're willing. Did Senator Erickson die from COVID-19?
Randy, I honestly don't know the answer to that question. I know he was struggling, and he had made it public that he was struggling with COVID-19. So I think that's maybe a reasonable assumption, but I don't know the answer to that.
And there is a great deal of speculation that he was not vaccinated because of his stance on mandates. I don't know what difference that makes in the public opinion realm, but do you know what his vaccination status was?
I don't know that either, and nor do I think I need to know. I know for certain that he wasn't opposed to vaccines. What I know is that he felt, from a principled standpoint, that people shouldn't be segregated based on their choice to get vaccinated or not vaccinated, that we should trust individuals. And his response to that was to fight the mandate and not share folks his with his vaccination status. So, and I think I honor that. I think that's, I mean, I am personally not, I'm vaccinated. I'm not opposed to sharing people that, telling people I'm vaccinated. But I also think that's my choice and that's Doug's choice and it's everybody's choice, to decide how they want to deal with that. And I think, so for me, it doesn't matter. It's a tragic loss regardless. He went out as he lived, fighting for a principle he believed in, that people ought to have the privacy to decide, you know, whether to get vaccinated or not vaccinated and whether to disclose that or not.
Senator John Braun, let's end with this. I know it's probably the furthest thing from your mind right now. You're thinking about your friend and his family. But what is the process moving forward with filling that seat?
Yeah, I mean, it is difficult to talk about this now, but we know practically that we'll have to, you know, not we, but the citizens of the 42nd district will have to pick a successor. And the way that works is the Republican Party, in accordance with their bylaws, will nominate three people to the county council in Whatcom County, and they will pick one of those folks to be sworn in as the new state senator from the 42nd district. And then, you know, there, you know, if it, in 2022, the 42nd was already up for election. If not, it would have been a special election in 2022 to elect someone to fill that seat. And yeah, that's not the top topic we want to talk about right now, but practically speaking, that is, you know, part of how our state government works, and we want to make sure the folks up there are properly represented.
Yeah, hard to have that conversation. Senator John Braun, Senate Republican leader, our condolences to you, sir, to all of you folks down there in Olympia on the loss of your friend. I know you guys are feeling it deeply right now, so thank you for taking a few minutes to join us.
Thanks for having me on. Thanks for honoring Doug.